You can follow us on Twitter at Capstone News Now, also at WVUA FM. On the phone with us now is Ben Cooper, the president of Equality Alabama. The state of LGBT equality in five Alabama cities was detailed in the Human Rights Campaign's new Municipal Equality Index, and the city of Tuscaloosa finished dead last in that study of Tuscaloosa cities. How are you, Mr. Cooper?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Really appreciate you joining us here on the program today. Looking at this index, and just to kind of give our audience a bit of an idea of how these numbers are kind of come about, it's a scale from 0 to 100, and it looks at various issues and non-discrimination laws from employment, housing, public accommodations, also employment in municipalities, municipal services, law enforcement, and then overall relationship with the LGBT community. Tuscaloosa only scored a 3 out of 100 on this particular scorecard. Mr. Cooper, your impressions of that?
Well, I'll tell you, it was terribly disappointing just to see basically how all the cities in Alabama scored. Tuscaloosa did score a 3, but not that it was good news, but Great Falls, Montana scored a 2, if you could believe that. regardless of that, though, there absolutely is a long way for us to go in state.
Doesn't sound like you're surprised.
No, not at all. Not given the municipal, or the rather the lack of municipal protection that are being fought for and are missing for the LGBT community.
That's interesting. I mean, Mayor Walt Maddox, and I'll get your impression on this, is a Democrat. He is sort of perceived as being one of the lone progressive voices among municipal government across the state of Alabama, and yet his city has done quite poorly in this scorecard.
Yeah, the scorecard actually, if you've had an opportunity or if anyone really has a chance to look at it in detail, there's 6 primary areas, and Tuscaloosa earned points for the municipal services piece for being publicly outspoken about any type of anti-bullying policies that the county may have in place. But certainly there are a lot of opportunities for the city and the county related to the other 5 areas that include, like you said, non-discrimination laws, any type of relationship recognition pieces, equal opportunity from employers, law enforcement, and just the overall relationship with the LGBT community.
But even if you look at Birmingham, which is the largest city in the state of Tuscaloosa, also has the larger amount of Democrats, although I'm not sure if there's actually any sort of correlation in that regard, but some may say it would be. Even Birmingham scored a 9. So I guess when you compare it to the other cities in Alabama, the city of Tuscaloosa is really not that far out of step.
Well, I think we all have a long way to go. By no means are we pleased at all with the results from this index that was sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign, especially with the city of Birmingham. But in looking at not only Birmingham, but in Montgomery scoring an 8 and Huntsville scoring a 4, and then our city of Mobile also scoring a 4, and then Tuscaloosa with a 3, there's a lot of work to be done. And the one thing to keep in mind is that this index actually looks at the specific municipality. So it's not scored necessarily if there's a complete or global statewide protection for LGBT citizens.
Well, I guess that's the more concerning thing for folks who, like yourself, who are trying to advance a pro-LGBT agenda and want to continue to increase equality across the state. That's even more concerning because this has nothing to do with the state. This has to do with municipal issues. So what type of things do you think that the city of Tuscaloosa or the city of Birmingham or Huntsville or Montgomery Mobile should do to increase these standings?
Well, first of all, to your first point, talking about the state overall, it is concerning. And, you know, certainly we have seen a significant increase in states outside of Alabama taking a stand for pro-equality measures throughout the entire state. Getting back to Alabama, however, we really have focused here in Birmingham recently on passing a non-discrimination ordinance that is currently being, if you will, talked about, discussed with our local leaders, as well as a lot of our allied and LGBT groups. That's one of the first things, really, is looking to pass some sort of resolution for the city, or even an ordinance, depending on the municipality's government, to start small and taking some very positive steps towards LGBT inclusion.
We're speaking to Ben Cooper, the president of Equality Alabama. Your organization is a small one, obviously relies a lot on volunteers and folks that kind of give their time and their efforts. Do you think your group is large enough or has enough resources to serve as a proper counterbalance in a state where I guess many people would look at and say this is probably going to be one of the last holdouts on a lot of these issues?
Yeah, I don't know if there's enough time for us to talk about the holdout issue, that's for sure, because a lot of people have different varying opinions on that. But in terms of the group's presence, we have maintained and have increased partnerships not only with other statewide groups, with the State Equality Federation, but also nationally. And we have worked very diligently in bringing national attention to Alabama, and we continue to strengthen those partnerships. So, yes, even though Equality Alabama is an all-volunteer organization at this point in time, by no means does that inhibit us from trying to move forward to achieve a non-discrimination ordinance, for the city of Birmingham, and then eventually work to achieving overall equality in the state.
Where does politics play into this, and how do you guys try to combat it? Many would say it's not really a coincidence that Alabama is scoring so poorly when the Republican Party, which dominates statewide politics, does not support gay marriage, does not support gay adoption, does not support, many of them do not even support civil unions or any sort of form of that nature. Many don't support the Violence Against Women Act, and so wouldn't support special protections for gay folks in youths or otherwise. So how much does politics play into this?
Well, I think it's going to play, obviously, it's a piece that has to be reckoned with. But I think really it more comes down to the education side of what's fair and what's right and just. For the citizens of Alabama. I mean, look, it's not Alabama. It's, 40% of Republicans, which is an all-time high. It's a jump of actually 16 points in less than 2 years, nationally now support marriage equality. We see the number of religious leaders on the rise as well. So it's a matter of continuing to have those conversations with our Republican constituents, if you will.
So what's the next step for your group then? And specifically talking about this municipal equality index has a lot to do with people that work for these municipalities and also sort of just kind of the living conditions of people in the LGBT community in these areas. Where is your group and where would you like to see a lot of this effort kind of going? What's the next step?
Well, the next step right now, the next immediate step is the focus on successful passage of an inclusive non-discrimination ordinance for the city of Birmingham. From there, we will then take the efforts and reach out to the other cities, the other municipalities that participated in the NEI, the results that we've been discussing. So that's the most immediate goal for Equality Alabama. And then, of course, those that want to become involved can certainly do so and view our Facebook page. They can look at these results on hrc.org. And then they can also become members of the Equality Federation. They can look at their Facebook page as well and keep up with what's going on and join us, join Equality Alabama as members, attend regional events, and really start to demonstrate and show their support.
Just last question for Ben Cooper, the president of Equality Alabama. Just to play devil's advocate for a second, this whole conversation that we've been having is sort of based under the assumption that people do have equal rights and based on the assumption that all folks should have those same rights, and that going a step further, in fact, that gay Americans or those that are part of the LGBT community should in fact have some protections, extra protections. Well, many folks would disagree with that. Many say that we shouldn't have extra protections for women, for African Americans, for any minority group, and that we should all be treated equally, and that some would argue in a matter of full equality, we shouldn't have special privileges for separate groups. What would you say to that?
Well, I think really the only thing to say to that is it's not extra protection. It's the same protections that have been afforded to other Americans. And really, when it comes down to it, it's just equality for us as people, not necessarily for any specialized group. But the point being is that you mentioned civil rights and, you know, the women's right to vote, things of that nature. We see where that has brought us and has made us a better society. And we're not asking for special protections by any means. It's just simply human rights. It's equal protection.
Ben Cooper from Equality Alabama, we appreciate you coming on our program very much, sir. And once again, if folks want to be a part of your group or learn more about it, where can they go?
They can visit us on our Facebook page. That's just the Facebook for Equality Alabama. And again, if they wish to view the MEI results for the city or for the state, that's hrc.org.
Ben Cooper, we appreciate it.
Thank you.